Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
I've booked the air tickets to Rome, but I haven't booked a hotel yet.
Try finding one near the shopping district, or better still, near the historical centre.
These two areas are within walking distance, and I checked the hotels in both areas, but the prices were really steep. And besides, most of them are fully booked. But if I book one 8 kilometres from the historical centre, then things change rapidly. 8 kilometres isn't that far, and we could always rent a car.
Anyway, we'll be spending most of our time sightseeing, so why spend a fortune on accommodation?
Number 53. What does the woman still need to do? Number 54. What is implied about the hotels in the historical center? Number 55. Where will she book a hotel room? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
It seems that this year's economic forecast for the government's deficit is a lot less gloomy than we originally thought. In fact, it seems to be rather promising.
Why? What does the paper say?
It says that tax revenues were higher this year than expected during the spring, so the spending deficit will only be $255 billion this fiscal year. That's around $45 billion less than had originally been thought, while others predict that the actual deficit will be even less when it's made official in September.
It was about time they actually announced something positive. They can't expect the public to continue paying heavy taxes when there seems to be no hope for the economy to start booming again.
Number 56. What are the predictions for the deficit this year? Number 57. What can be inferred about the country's economy? Number 58. What does the woman imply about the public?